Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. That was my cue. It's Jane Crazar and Zaria, and welcome to another wonderful Zara call for today, being May the 15th, 2021. And with that, I think I'd like to bring in Zaria so Zaria can say hi to everyone. Here we go. First, I gotta. Here we are. Hi, Zaria.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing out there?
We can hardly hear you, honey.
Hopefully well. What?
Oh, there we go.
Hopefully, you hear me very well. I'm going to fire all the way up here.
Okay, and you have a quick message before our meditation
what?
Or invocation? Do you have a small message right now? Hello?
No.
I said, do you have... Not right now?
No.
Okay, all right. All right, everyone. Okay, so let's take a few deep breaths first and get ourselves together. Make sure that you have your headbands, please. Okay. Breathing in, closing your eyes. Hopefully you found your place already where you can sit and be still for a few moments. And going within. Let's go dive right in. All right. Let's just a couple of relaxing, nice deep breaths in. In through the nose, holding it. And exhaling through the mouth. You just kind of feel that body, your body relax. We all have to take care of our body in every way possible to keep it healthy. Breathing in again through the nose. Hold. And relax. Relax. Letting go of all worries, all thoughts. You're thinking about what are we having for dinner, what are we having for lunch, what are we going to do today. Another deep breath in. And hold. Relaxing more and more. Going within. Letting go. Letting go. Very good. One last deep breath in and bring in the beautiful golden white light of healing, of protection, of balancing. Holding it, feeling it, knowing it. Bring all that beautiful light, golden white light coming in from Source. Prime Creator, Mother, Father, God, all the higher realms of love and unity, all the way down to your toes, letting go of all fears, letting go of anything else left in 3D, and relax. So feel differently. Feel grounded. Today we're going to talk and just breathe in who you are, the God being that you are, or goddess being that you are. In the higher realms, there is no division. There is no division as far as I'm better than you. I am the president. I'm the CEO. There is no such thing. We are all equal. That's how things are in the higher realms, in the higher dimensions. That is where we're moving towards So instead of becoming engrossed in 3D, take that time to really understand who we really are. And even in this realm, in this plane, we are sovereign citizens. It's trying to get power, that power of who you are. So when we talk about being gods and goddesses, we're not talking about just being gods and goddesses from the higher realm. We're talking gods and goddesses of here now. We are sovereign in every shape and form. There is no division in terms of whether of religion, of gender, of race, of whatever it is, politics, it doesn't matter. We're all one. So let's go through our wonderful and beautiful invocation. Coming in again from Saint Germain, and thank God that Saint Germain has always been here with us in all the different forms that he has taken, and really fully all the craziness, the nonsense, the slavery, the corruption, and let all of that just begin to dissolve in your knowingness of who we are. Deep breath in. And here we go. We are our I Am presence. Christ, we breathe great divine love and light into our heart-mind centers. That is where we come from. That is how we think and do in the present moment. We are the great temples of love and light, pure love, pure light. And we call forth the full power of the great violet flame of love and forgiveness. Now, again, to transmute all of the causes, the core effects, habits, records, memories of every thought and feeling and word or action that we personally and collectively ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown. Let's get rid of all of it now. Dissolve it. Absolve, forgive, let go. That reflects anything that is left of such things such as poverty consciousness, victimhood, separation and powerlessness, taking back our power, low vitality, suffering, ill health, disease of male or female energies, misuse of power and self-hatred and shame and not being, feeling good enough. We are the best there ever was. Belief in being bad that never was. Fear and rage and blame, more hatred, negative judgment and prejudice, and attachments to people, doing things my way. It isn't my way, it's our way. And limitation and lack of any kind. And so, with endless love and forgiveness as our great intention, we blaze the violet flame through every part of our atomic and subatomic particles and wave of precious life energy that has our signatures on it in any place and time that reflects anything less than the infinite, pure perfection of who we are as gods and goddesses. Sparks of the one source, prime source, creator, prime creator, mother, father, God, beings that we are. Another big deep breath in. Just feel the enormous power of who we are. moving into full fifth, crystalline beings of light. That is who we are. We trust our gods and goddess selves to transmute every speck of our being again into the very highest love and light and abundance and great health that we have always been. We are that. We are. We ask our I Am presence to fill our space forever, every moment of the now, into the golden light, golden white light, pink light, to magenta light, love and light and health and great abundance. And in the name of our goddess and goddess selves, we accept this as fully accomplished, and we know it. Just close your eyes for a minute. Feel who you truly are, who we are. Beloved gods and goddesses, as the one we are with each other, with all of the higher realms of love and light, and with Source, from Creator and Mother, Father, God, along with our guides and goddesses and angels and all the wonderful beings, light beings that are always around us to help us. And we thank you. Thank you all for being here at this time. We asked to be here. We got it. And so we move forward. And we're with us, we'll bring in the rest of humanity along with us into ascension, towards ascension, every step of the way, irregardless of all the challenges, irregardless of all that comes forth. It's only to be aware of what is and then to let go of what we don't want anymore in our lives. All right. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Zaraya through again. And thank you all for being here with us today. Let's see. Here we go. Hey, Zaraya.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm going to read from the Crystal Kingdom book, and I'm going to read a poem. And this poem is The Gnomes. Many of you know what a gnome is. And it's spelled G-N-O-M-E-S. G is silent.
Could you explain what they are, who they are? First,
gnomes
Sarah, are Zaraya.
Gnomes are little beings, little elementals that tend to our gardens, and they tend to our flowers, trees, all that. And you'll see them occasionally riding on the back of a blue jay, because they're quite small. We are the gnomes, all gathered around you in your home, and speaking through our telepathic phone. That is spelled gnomes, G-N-O-M-E-S, a silent G, for we tiptoe so quietly, and touch the petals on a flower to release its cosmic light substance shower, sprinkling you as you pass along while singing melodies to human song. We work with Goddess Virgo deep down inside the earth, tending the gemstones for their use and rebirth, for gemstones will activate you from within, as you hold them and wear them against your skin. We travel in groups down caverns deep and do our work while people sleep. We come to the surface when we are through, just in time to meet the dew. As it collects on flowers, grasses, and trees, and gives them a cosmic light substance they need. For dew is a combination of water and air, spreading its life force everywhere. So why do we always wear a cap on our head? Why isn't our head flat like yours instead? Our stocking cap covers our pineal gland when we're on the surface. For many people can see us, for we are here in service, tending flowers, grasses, and trees. And many have raised their vision and can see us. A sun would say it's retaliation we take, but we assure you it's not. It's just that our pineal gland did not stop growing. We just kept evolving while humanity fell, and you drifted into a 12 million spell, 12 million year spell. We are the part of the elemental kingdom, although little known. We thank you for inviting us to your home. And now we begin a tale of old of why we know we never grow old. The secret is in the stocking cap we wear on our head, which covers our pineal gland, which protrudes from the center of our crown and straight up through. Our pineal gland is an antenna and lights our way. As we work in deep and dark caverns, we never go astray. We always know exactly where we are and the distance we've covered thus far. Our pineal gland is our compass and points the way to our destination. So we don't falter with hesitation, and lights the path as we walk along, living like a living map lit up with song. We live along riverbanks and underground lakes. We tend the quarries underground, where many gemstones can be found. We touch the gemstones with the tip of our pineal gland to activate their growth deep underground, until they are ready to be found. Goddess Virgo works along with us. It is her wisdom that we trust. We are in the service to Mother Earth, and here we are to help you in your search and your consciousness climbs. We will bring the location of gemstones to your mind and make them easy for you to find. The Tau Latonian is a high and will propel you as you fly through the universe so you can explore without moving your feet from the floor. Keep taking the melatonin and you will see how your scope of vision opens to all that can be. We are so gentle. We are so kind. Just hold us in your mind, and you will see us in a very short time. That's the gnomes. The gnomes are a very musical group of beings. And on full moon nights on Mount Shasta, you can actually see the bonfires. And if you walk up to them and your consciousness level is high enough, you'll actually see the little gnomes, male and female, dancing around their little campfire, which is usually about 5 inches tall. And also, It's you know, it's not a huge fire, and they make it in an area, a clearing, where there's no threat to the trees at all. And I have actually seen them on Mount Shasta myself.
They are in the forest. They're all over the place, actually.
Yeah.
Right. So for all of you that don't know about gnomes, you could actually Google that. And I think it was a little while back when we had received some pictures of gnomes. And they're very, you know, they're very small, tiny, you know, 5-6 inches tall. So, and then they do hide. But again, what I wanted to just kind of impress upon people is that they have been able to utilize their pineal gland, which is very large in comparison, obviously, to their bodies, but they cover it up. But they use their pineal gland to be able to assist them. Obviously, it also assists in their vibrational frequency. And we also have pineal glands, right? And the pineal gland. We'll talk about that with Dr. Shaw a little bit, because I'm sure that he's quite familiar with how to be able to improve your pineal gland, how to be able to decalcify it so that it can be healthy, so that it can actually, you can begin to really open up your third eye. So anyways, that's that on that level. And Jerea, that was beautiful. I'm so glad that you talked about the gnomes today. It's been a long time since we've talked about the gnomes, you know, along with the fairies and leprechauns and orbs, et cetera, et cetera. So beautiful message for everyone today. Thank you so much for that. All right, everyone. I think with that, Jerea, if you're complete, then I'll just go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, everybody. I know lots and lots of people are waiting to hear what Dr. Tom has to say about the goings-on right now of our blessings. Okay, so here we go. Let's bring Dr. Tom in now. And hopefully everyone is getting prepared for what is coming already. And let me go ahead and just bring... Let's see. Hold on 1 second. Oh. I don't know what I did there. Sorry about that. usually I've got this pretty well together here. Okay, here we go. So one of the things I do want to mention to people while you're waiting for Dr. Tom is that for those of you that have already received your trust, just make sure, you know, that everything is all clean and you're ready to go. Hopefully you've had an opportunity to be able to go ahead and get them notarized and that you've got your projects in place, really define what they are, what your purpose is. Make sure that in your outline as well that you have a little bit of that you've written in a little bit about your resume, about who you are and why you should be entrusted with having these, having the funds and for whatever it is. Also that you've also, not only that, but make sure that you've got your biovision as well as all of the problems that you are going to resolve, because there are many problems, as we all know, in the world. Use a problem and see what you can do about rectifying and remedying whatever the problem is in your area, in your state, or wherever. Okay, so that's how you begin to try to figure out what a project would be for you. So people that are very talented, like with music or art, you know, they're probably one of their plans is to be able to help those, because we're always talking about the artists that don't make any money. They've got these beautiful artistry, et cetera, but they're usually very poor because they're not selling enough, or et cetera, et cetera. So there's all kinds of projects out there for everyone. So with that, let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom, and I know that he's got a lot of information that he'd like to be able to share with all of us today.
Hello.
Welcome, Dr. Tom. Nice to have you here on our show again. So thank you very much. How are you doing these days?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out something to talk about today.
He's being funny, everybody. Okay.
I just can't come up with anything. Just kidding.
Okay. Thank you. All right. You've got the audience.
Okay. So I'm going to talk a little bit of what's going on, and then I have a little continuing on talking about longevity, some new programs that we're coming out with. So I'll talk about that. Is that okay?
Of course.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Well, yes, here we are again. We thought we would be exchanging by now, but it's okay. We had great news a couple of days ago that the CMKX were sent out to their clients. Basically, it's a lawsuit that was a stock that was went bad, and people are getting refunded back. And those finally went out. Those had to go out first. They were paid 1%. And we knew that this was the kickoff. And so we now know that this thing has started. We are ready to go. They are cleaning up the banks. There's been over 8,000 arrests now the last couple of days. Tuesday, I'm hearing, and I can't really say it, but something big is going to happen on Tuesday. I'm not quite sure what it is on this call, but I can't say it right now. But we're in a slow process of the RV coming out. And the reason it's slowed down is because you take all the countries in the world. They have to link their businesses. They have to link the companies, and those have to be linked to the banks, and the gold has to be set up through the analogs. So you're having a whole new system that has been taken away from the corrupt parasites who've been running this planet for eons. And now we're in control, controlled by the QFS. The Interpol is looking it over, and the good guys are looking over it too, right? So we're safe about that. Because the controllers were the Pacer families, the Phoenicians, and they were controlling the Rothschilds and the Soroses, and those things are pretty much cleared up. So we're looking to get notifications next week. We know that everything is ready to go. So just make sure you have everything ready. A lot of people can't believe it's going to be happening, but we're almost at the end. If it's taking longer, it's because of safety. And we want to make sure, because they're testing and testing, and they just want to make sure that this thing is ready for that. The rates are high, so get ready. Notifications will be coming out soon. So before I move on with the other things, any questions, Jane, or anything you'd like to talk about?
Well, I was just wondering, in regards to the RV, we're still looking at the security and the military. We had heard, you know, some time ago that the military was going to be leaving on the 15th. So that obviously is not happening, right? They will continue.
Yeah,
to
I've always looked at the dates. Yeah, dates are not set in stone. We've gone through hundreds of dates. We've passed them.
Okay.
I look at those as false flags in pantomime, and you know what I mean. Trump and the military, they had this planned out 8 to 10 years ago. They watched everything. They knew. They have all the results of all the fraud that's been going on through Space Force. You know, it was built by the bad guys. We've taken it over. And this is all pantomime. And, of course, a lot of people are getting discouraged. But the truth is coming out, and hopefully we have some good news about the vaccinations and the results with that. So,
okay.
Yeah, so
we're
getting ready. So
I have one other question, Dr. Tom.
Mm-hmm.
What about the EBS? Did you want to mention something about the EBS at all? The emergency, you know?
Yeah,
mainstream media and
divulging. Yeah, I'm not quite sure. In Maramine and other countries, they are, the military has gone in and taken over the news. Yes, that does have to happen.
Good.
We've heard so many different scenarios, but we have to, I just had turned on one of the networks the other day just to see what they were doing. And I just, it was like, is this real? You know, so hopefully they're going down and all the truth is coming out. So the truth is coming out, has to go out slowly.
Excellent. Okay. I just wanted to mention also in regards to the EBS and the 10 days of darkness. Again, I wanted just to reiterate, and this comes from all of the intels already, and that do not be confused in terms of rumors that everything is going to be shut down. That means you can't go to the grocery stores and you can't do whatever you've been doing. Remember, it's according to what we know from the higher ups that are in this, and they're saying that this EBS is all about and the lies, right? So that's, you know, part of it is communication, and part of it, the other part of it is also in regards to the transition of our economy, the transition of the fiat into the quantum financial system. So, you know, everybody will be fine. No more fear. I mean, there's still more fear tactic out there that's coming out in terms of rumors. So this is their last stand in terms of whatever they can do to keep people in fear and doubt, and that things are never going to come out the way you're saying, et cetera. So be positive about what is happening. This has already been deigned to come. To us are all these blessings. We already know we have tons of blessings already present in our world. So this is just one more thing for people to understand that, you know, this is not meant for the bad guys. This is now for us to get rid, dissolve them, and then this is part of what is going to be happening as far as the bright, bright future of New Earth and of new humanity as far as what we're doing. Okay, so that's it. So I know you have some other things that you wanted to talk to us about, Dr. Tom. Good thing.
Well, yeah, I can leave it. But I think, Jane, I think you should run for vice president. That was a pretty good speech. or mayor of Reno. Reno.
Hey, listen, I could go for mayor of Chicago. Nobody likes him.
Right.
I don't know.
There's quite a few,
there's quite a few
mafia people there.
yeah.
That's
town. We can't talk.
We're going to have to get you some tattoos and some other things if you go to Chicago.
Right.
And a motorcycle.
So tell us what's up your sleeve with all the health stuff. Great.
Well, it's kind of what you just stated with fear, is that all disease has been man-made on this planet. Either it's on this planet or off planet. It has brought here to control and destroy. We're supposed to live forever. And we have to get through that concept of vitality and longevity. And we're I'm putting together this program. I did have a anti-aging center years ago, and moving back into it's always been my passion since I was early age. I don't know, just really connected. I knew we were supposed to live a long time, and I know that these parasites have kept us from living long, and they've kept their own secrets and, you know, going from there. But basically, the keys to longevity are the things that we know about, and I'll go over this real quick, and because I know we're limited on time here, but Blue Zone Foods, if you study the foods, there's a great book out there called Longevity Diet, and they have a program called Prolong. It comes in a 5-day program. It's very good. I just went through it and did some blood tests on it, and it was like amazing. So we're finally creating those to do where you get the foods that grow up below the ice at 20,000 square feet. Sorry, I had a late night last night. So the supplements that we take, like the reverse aging, iHercules, and the supplements, the fasting, meditation, we now know that that lengthens the telomeres, saunas, cold water, drinking water, spring water. But the biggest thing right now is what extends our life is our mitochondria, ATP, right? We have most of it in our heart muscle. Vitality, if you look up the definition, that's our vital force. And when we take care of our health and our mitro, they are the energy bugs. They're the ATP. That's the engine inside the cell. And what happens is if we keep our mitro healthy, that keeps our energy going. And so how you do that is it's by intent. You keep that up by your highest values. And if you're healthy and you live by your highest values, you live in integrity, you live with love, your mitros are healthy. They ignite. They know where they're supposed to be. But if you live in your lower values, so it'd be like if you're a mom and your highest value is taking care of your children, that's your highest value. But if you're out playing golf and you're out changing the oil in your car, you're not living by your highest values, and that will actually create lower energy, stress, and other things. So basically, we now know the power of belief. What we believe and think, we can change our telomeres and our DNA. And when we have increased stress, increases adrenaline, glucose, and you should have more energy by the end of the day. Okay, I'm 64, and I hang out and ride bikes with guys in their 30s, and they still think I'm, you know, doping and taking steroids and stuff. It's all created by what we think. And if you look at people who have money and take care of their health, they live a long time. So you have to live by your highest value. You have to link your health, link your wealth, your energy, your love, your relationships to your highest value, what you want to do. But if you're living by your lowest values and you're not in where you want to be, it creates poor health. So that basically it's disorder. So you want to eat to live, not to just eat to overeat and like an addiction. So it's just basically being mindful of your highest truths that enters us into the fifth dimension. and that increases our longevity. So we can literally increase it from what we're doing right now. It's very powerful, and with the new things coming along, it's going to be great. So we have our health, and we feel young and vibrant, then we can do everything that we need to do. And because it's always been shaken out on this planet not to have it here, okay? But we've won the war, and bad guys, they don't like it. So they're going away anyway. So it's all good.
Yeah.
Best time
Absolutely.
Ever to be on this planet. So
yeah. Excellent. Oh,
so there we go
for
today.
That was, yeah. Well, that was absolutely fabulous. You better, we hope you can write a book. We'd love to be able
we
to
are,
read that. And
the book is coming soon.
Yes, and your health centers, we would love that too. We'll all go ahead and be a part of that team that you have. We'll be, how about if we become your customers?
Right, yes.
And then grow
well,
that business. Yes, we'll be waiting.
Even if we use the med beds, you still got to take care of yourself afterwards, right? Because otherwise you'll end up going
before,
in the... Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Before and after, of course. You don't just wait for the med beds to come and continue doing what you're doing, you know, in terms of your health if you're not taking care of health, right?
Right,
yes.
Exactly.
You're a great advisor. In town
and
health-wise. Thank you, Dr. Tom. We love you and appreciate you. Thank you for being
okay.
here. Thank you.
All right. Have a nice day.
All right. You as well. Bye-bye. All right. Wasn't that fabulous? Okay. Let's go ahead and put Dr. Tom on pause here. Dr. Tom can go climb mountains or hills or whatever he desires. Anyways, I'm going to open up. You know what I think I'll do? At this time, it's a little bit early, I think, for me to try to get Dr. Shaw on the call, but I could check. Let me just see if he's available right now. Okay, just hang in there, because he was due to come to the call at about 15 minutes, but if he is willing, we could bring him in now. Wouldn't that be nice? Talking about health. He's another health whiz doctor. Okay, so let me just double check. All right, okay. In the meantime, while I'm waiting for him to respond, I'm going to go ahead and open up Zareya's line. Hello, Zareya?
Yeah.
So... I'm waiting for Dr. Shaw to respond to see if I could call him into our call now, since we have a couple of other guests coming in soon as well. But I was wondering if you had anything more to say regarding the blessings or health. I know this is impromptu.
Well,
you know what? Here, how about this? I got a couple of questions for you. Oh,
okay.
Hey, you got saved by the day. Dr. Shaw said, sure, he's ready to come on board here to join us. Okay, so hang in there.
Bring him on,
You're not off the hook yet. We're going to go ahead and talk a little bit more about that after we bring in Dr. Shaw. Okay, so here's our next person is going to be one of our favorites as well, and that is Dr. Jerry. Okay, so hang in there for a minute as we bring in Dr. Jerry. So wonderful to have an opportunity to be able to update people on everything that's going on. So let's see, Dr. Shaw. And we know that Dr. Jerry has so much to share with us again today. So let me go ahead and call him in, and we'll get the show started again. Okay, here we go. I got to do it this way. Okay. All right, Dr. Shaw.
Hello, Jane.
Hi there, Dr. Jerry. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
We're great. So wonderful to have you on our call, almost on a continuous basis here. We really do love how you explain how some of these products work, and some of the testimonies and everything else. And I know we're really into the Zealous product these days, and perhaps maybe you could share more about the Zealous and how it's working for others, as well as updates on what we some people need to do at this time, especially regarding making a little bit of money utilizing Zealous as a product to share with others. So I shall, everybody knows you, Dr. Jerry's in the room, everyone. So I'll just go ahead and let you take over from here, Dr. Jerry, all yours.
Okay. Thank you, Jane, and I really appreciate being invited here, and I do not take it for granted in any way. In fact, I love this family. I can be totally open with this family. There's some things you just can't say on lines that aren't. That, let's just say that this family's better educated and has more of an open mind and an open and a broader understanding of the world we live in. And some people I just can't go certain places with. So I keep my address, my narrative more narrow, more focused. But here I feel completely uninhibited. I can go down almost any road and almost any rabbit hole. And today there's a lot of rabbit holes. And we need tools. And that's why I believe Jane has me, and we've on these calls, and we've developed this connection. That she knows I tap into these various tools that we need, especially at this time, more than ever. And I know that many of us are waiting on developments. I'll just leave it at that. That can change our lives in positive ways. However, it's important to understand that we come into that in our best self possible, in our most evolved space from a spiritual perspective, with a knowledge, a broad knowledge base, and from a physical perspective, very strong and very healthy, because being on this planet has challenges, and many of those challenges we face are assaults on various levels, not only physical, but also mental and emotional and even spiritual. So if we keep ourselves strong, we can manifest better situations, not only in our lives, but for the people that we know and the people that we communicate with. And our future presence on this planet will be much greater in terms of what we're able to do. So I think it's really important that we pay attention, we listen up, and we understand how important these things are. And one of the things I really stress about Zealous and why I'm excited about it and really want to get the news out about it is that we live in a world that we have allowed to become contaminated, and allowed mostly through ignorance and letting industry that usually has its own self-interest at heart influence the entire picture. From lobbyists, et cetera, call everything right down the line. It all is money. And so what they've been able to do is create these situations where almost every industry has contaminated our planet. There are somewhere between 60 and 80,000 chemical toxins that have been approved for use in industry. And we are exposed to those. There's a whole host of things we get exposed to constantly in our lives. And it's been said, I've actually researched different things that say we are exposed anywhere from 150 to 250 different toxins in the first hour of our waking. If we go in and we shower and we use all of these different things you buy at the store, the different things that you cleanse yourself with and different perfumes and different things you might put on your skin and things like that, they all contain toxins, and you're exposed to somewhere between 150 to 250 of them, depending maybe on how organic you're trying to choose your products. And even if you're choosing totally organic, there's some things that they slip in. So we are continually exposed to toxins. And if you go out into the world and you breathe the air, and even in your own home, because the industry of building has been contaminated by a whole myriad of toxic chemicals that are used in building materials, in the carpet, in the paints, and everything that's around us, and we go outside and you're exposed to various fumes from not only automobiles, but exhaust from industry and the things they even spray from the sky. So we live in an environment that is an assault on us physically, and in some degrees even mentally, emotionally, spiritually, as I said, because some of these things penetrate deeper levels. Just like some of the things that we are exposed to, like let's say fluoride, increases the hardening of the pineal gland, which is that part of us that is our connection, literally the third eye element, that connection to deeper understanding, deeper insights, and spiritual evolvement. So we really, paying attention is really important. And again, back to the Zealous product, spirulina has been a friend of the planet for as long as this planet has existed, pretty much. We go back, we track it back many billions of years before any life forms were on the planet. The first life forms to appear were these microalgae that actually oxygenated the planet. So a friend of life. And, you know, in speaking, sometimes, and I've mentioned that to somebody that is more of a fundamental Christian, it doesn't agree with their theology because, you know, God created the planet in 6 days and rested on the seventh, those kind of things. But my perspective, and I believe this family's perspective, God is omnipresent, omniscient, able to do all things. And, you know, a day, God's day could be a billion years. You know, who are we to say what a day in God's time is? So, and God doesn't necessarily have to be limited to creating a man and a woman and having it, you know, that's a great story, but there's a lot of allegory there, and there's a lot of meaning and a lot of things that we can make many interpretations that help us in our lives from those stories, but the evidence shows differently. And spirulina was one of the first life forms, and certainly, I believe, a creation of the divine Holy Spirit, God, you know, however you want to view that, in intelligence in the universe, concept you have, that was part of this ability to create this amazing thing that we are in this world that we live in. And in order to oxygenate this rock, spirulina was there. And it helped to bring oxygen to the world and ultimately helped to establish life. And it's a foundation of life on this planet. I believe that. It is the foundation still of the food chain. But because it's so integral to this planet's life, one of the things it does is detoxify. And so we've known about spirulina in the Western world for many, many decades. And personally, I've known about it since the 70s. And how wonderful it was. I've always called it the original primordial superfood. And it has everything in it that allows us to survive. But later, in the 90s, we found that it was toxic. And the only reason is that it detoxifies whatever environment it's grown in. So it, being a friend of the planet, foundational to the planet, it's like the planet's greatest cleanup. In fact, it's still the greatest oxygenator of the planet, even with all of the diverse life forms and diverse plant forms and the Amazon rainforest, all of this. Spirulina is still the number one oxygenator of this planet and very likely the number one decontamination agent of this planet, detoxifies this planet that we continually pour toxins into. So in the other commercially available varieties, we had to abandon their use because they carried heavy metal toxins. And in our road to health and wellness, one of the prime objectives was to get rid of those heavy metal toxins out of our bodies that we're exposed to by so many different venues. Even the dentist putting the mercury amalgam fillings in our teeth, you know, exposing us to mercury and other agents. So it's really important that we have detoxification agents inside of us. And we were working on that using other kinds of chelation agents to get rid of these things. And when we discovered that spirulina actually was carrying them, we abandoned its use very regrettably because it was amazing. We noted very great benefits, but it was kind of this juxtaposition it placed us in where it was very ironic, you know, so we moved on from it. Until Zealous came on the scene and they invested $70 million in a process that they invented as a biotech company that allows spirulina to be grown completely controlled, not allowing it to be exposed to these environmental influences and monitored 400 to 1,000 times a second to make sure that there are no exposures to toxicity and also that everything is kept optimal, the temperature, the pH, the nutrients, and the amount of light. Perfect optimization for the most robust spirulina we've ever seen. So it's anywhere from 30 to 100x more potent than anything you can get on the market, but much more importantly, it is toxin-free. And why so important is why I built up through this whole discussion of living in this world. It's so important because we need a powerful detoxification agent working for us to keep us well. There are so many things that are hidden that we don't even know we're getting exposed to that creep into our environment and into our lives in various ways, whether it's through the water, that's the things that can't be filtered out, whether it's in the air, you know, we live in the world and you want to go outside and enjoy the outdoors, whether it's in, you know, various foods that we've eaten and we don't know. We may attempt to eat as simply and as organically as possible. We need an agent that helps us to maintain a state inside of our bodies where the toxins are being removed on a continual basis. So this particular spirulina, I think, is vital for me for going forward. Every day I take some of the spirulina into my body knowing that it helps to remove all of these things that I'm exposed to. And believe you me, I do try to keep my diet water and everything as clean as possible, but I know it's not possible to be totally pure in this world. So I have this spirulina as a great adjuvant to what I need to keep it in as positive and as healthy a place as possible. And the reason I'm here, and I've discussed this with his family before, is I had a rough childhood, a lot of learning, a lot of pathways that I had to go down to discover these kinds of things. And it's not mainstream. This knowledge is definitely not mainstream. Just like I really love talking with this family because you're much more open-minded. For example, I just saw a video yesterday that took it a little deeper regarding the things, I'll just say the things they spray on us from up in the sky. And it took a little deeper some of the issues that is causing, you know, through the various not only heavy metals but soft metals, things like aluminum and silicon and different things that we're being exposed to in an underhanded sort of way with an underhanded sort of agenda that's taking us into a deeper level of hopefully control towards this whole AI world and these sorts of things, which feed into what many of us these days are, much of the propaganda that we are exposed to, and I've been in functional medicine now for 40 years, understand how the body works very well, and no, and I'm not an anti-vax person because there is a place for that. However, the thing that I encourage people to do is look into what it is exactly. Do your research. What is in this thing that they're propagating onto us? And why would they be doing that? Why would they be putting mercury? Well, they justify it as a preservative. Why would they be putting aborted fetal tissue? Animal, different kinds of animal DNAs. Why would they be putting genetically modified substances, latex and propylene glycol, which is a known deadly poison, and other carcinogens? Why would they be putting it in this? And if you study and learn what's in it, you begin to scratch your head. This is not about health. It's not about wellness. There's another agenda there. And if you understand that, you understand that, and especially the pressure and the marketing campaign that is going on right now, for people to just go in lockstep towards that agenda, that ultimate agenda. So we, as a community and as a family, need to understand that these kinds of things, and we need to work in ourselves and help to communicate to those we love and help to educate others. But at this time, my experience is, and it's why I said when I'm speaking in other venues, I have to keep my narrative a little more narrow and focused. So anyway, go ahead, Jane.
That was really great. I'm so glad you touched on a couple of things that I think is really important, maybe just to go forward and discuss a little bit more. So let's talk a little bit about the jabs, or they call them what do we call them again? Jab
them,
shots, injections.
You
could
just
call
them jabs,
right?
Because they're
jabs.
Because
there's
certain words we can't even say. It's really strange.
I know. We don't even want to go there, right? Okay. So, so we're always looking. We were talking about this the last time on our call. I mean, so what are the alternatives? I mean, you got these jabs, and now a lot of people are saying, well, if you're close to people that have had the two shots or any one of them, you know, you could get some residue of the adverse effects, you know, from these people, and now you're going to be taking it in, you know, by breathing it, being next to them, et cetera.
Right.
So back to Zealous.
Right.
So utilizing the Zealous, because we understand that is a great detoxification agent, as well as helping to bring in more oxygen into the system. Has there been any information out there regarding the use of Zealous and the vaccines per se, you know, in terms of mitigating some of the side effects? Do we have any information in regards to that, other than that we know that it's always been that agent, that it does detoxify?
Yes, and there has been a study done on, let me see if I can even pull it up, to digress a little bit, on its effect with this virus.
I
came across a study.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, I did come across a study recently regarding a study on phycocyanin, which is one of the things in blue-green algae. It's the blue part of the blue-green algae, which spirulina has also been known as blue-green algae. And the blue part is called phycocyanin. And that particular study is in the International Journal of Pharmaceutical Sciences and Research. And it actually says, and this particular, Zealous's particular process, because this it makes a much more robust end product because of being optimized, it's noted that it creates a lot more of the blue element, this phycocyanin. So this study's conclusion is C. phycocyanin of Spirulina plantesis, which ours is Spirulina maximus, which is 30 times the biomass of Spirulina plantesis. So already you're at 30x. But this study was about the usual commercially available variety. It inhibits NSP12, required for replication of SARS-CoV-2. So if people want the best possible thing in their body, in my opinion, get this particular spirulina in your body, because it inhibits the this virus's ability to replicate because of inhibiting that NSP12 that the virus has. So a great thing there. Also the fact that it's very balancing for our bodies, because it does have it's foundational to the food chain. So anytime you're creating a balance in your body and your body's recognizing that, it helps the body to achieve homeostasis in a better way. And homeostasis is what is needed in your body in order for everything that's foreign to be recognized as foreign and eliminated. When your body is perfectly in homeostasis, that means perfectly balanced, because you're getting all of the nutrients you need, and it's able to do these things that it needs, it readily recognizes those agents that are not intended, that are not normal. So if you're dealing with a spike protein that is being shed by someone, your body will recognize it as not normal. It will surround it by that second line of defense, which are the macrophages, the leukocytes, lymphocytes, eosinophils, neutrophils, that whole host of things that's there to recognize, absorb, surround, and eliminate those kinds of things. So our most valuable thing we have is immunity, which is helped through homeostasis. Also, the microbiome is dealing with helping the gut through bifidobacteria, through prebiotics and probiotics, along with the spirulina. So anytime you're helping support gut function, you're supporting immunity, because it's been said that the immune system is at least 70% of our immune system is gut-dependent, in and around the gut. And part of that is because of its close relationship to the liver, which produces the precursors for all of these second line of defense agents, even third line of defense targeted antibodies, precursors. All of that, along with everything to do with the blood, lipids, sugars, enzymes, hormones, all of these things we need to maintain health and wellness, so important for gut and liver support. And so microbiome is a great way to do that, which also includes this valuable spirulina. But I like to take a little boost of the spirulina during the day to just ensure that. The other thing I've heard, Jane, recently is, and you may have heard this as well, some people are finding that pine needle tea, and maybe you've seen some of those studies, pine needle tea has agents that are preventative for this spike protein that these vaccinated people are shedding, and that we could possibly take into our bodies. And so, you know, if you have a pine tree in your backyard, mash up some pine needles, pour some hot water on it. You know, it doesn't take a lot, but definitely bruise them, you know, any way you can. I have a little mortar and pestle. I can put it in and kind of bruise them and boil some water.
And I
let it cool down just an instant, you know, just a few seconds, and then I pour over it, let it steep for like 15 minutes to get as much of those oils out as possible, and then drink it down, you know, and do that every day. That's another thing you can do.
Other things,
pine needles.
Dr. Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay, so when we're talking about pine needles, I mean, we've got spruce, we've got all kinds of different pines, right? So is there any specific pine?
I've heard that in the same study. I've heard the ponderosa pine wasn't as effective. It wasn't as effective. So the ponderosa pine doesn't have as many. Yeah, and the ponderosa pine is in many of the forests in the West, especially the Southwest.
Exactly.
I think the fir and spruce are all good. Fir and spruce.
I think we have
You may also be able to go to a local herb store and have, you know, and see if they have pine needles that have been processed to be more readily tea available.
Yeah. Do you think it comes like in a regular tea? Dr. Jerry, does that come as a regular tea also out there?
I'm sure as word gets out, some of the smaller companies will start putting some pine needles in their formulas.
We're putting it on there now.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was the other something that we could take also besides the
The other thing that I think is real besides that, besides the spirulina, besides the pine tree tea, another thing I would pay some attention to is making sure that your stain is alkaline as possible, because that is the state that your body is most on its toes in terms of, you know, eliminating these kinds of things that are attempting to come into our bodies. And that means, you know, eliminating as much as possible sugars and the things that can drive your alkalinity, you know, down into an acid state.
Right.
Sugar would be number one. Of course, alcohol converts to a sugar, so that's right up there. And surprisingly, you know, lemon actually metabolizes as alkaline. So a little lemon juice squeezed in the water is good.
Yeah.
Or even apple cider vinegar in the water. A good thing to do is take a couple of tablespoons of apple cider vinegar and put it in a pint jar. And I cover mine. Because, you know, the little fruit flies love the apple cider vinegar, and they'll end up in your water. And I just sip on that throughout the day. And it actually has an alkalizing effect overall on your body. Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Another thing I've heard recently is we need, and this is one of the things that I think it's kind of sinister in a way. Well, it's very sinister. A lot of the trace minerals have been eliminated from our foods because the trace minerals just aren't put back in our farms because they're not necessary for the plants to look the way they look and be able to be harvested the way they need to be harvested. So they put back in just what causes the plant to actually grow, which is, you know, the nitrogen and the phosphorus and a few of the elements that are in fertilizers, which is a very narrow band of ingredients. And so all of those wonderful trace elements that our body depends on aren't there, and they're necessary for us. You know, we need these small amounts of things, and that's another strong reason to have the spirulina, because spirulina has all of these elements. And one of the things for just a good example, people that, you know, they're told by their doctor that they need to go get more calcium because they have osteoporosis. Well, that's actually bad advice because it's not just calcium. The bones depend on all of these various trace minerals. In fact, more people are more deficient in magnesium than calcium. Magnesium is really important for calcium metabolism. And it's important for the parathyroid gland to produce parathormone, which puts calcium in the bones. So if you just take calcium, what ends up happening is that calcium ends up in your joints and your arteries and causing all kinds of problems. It becomes toxic because too much calcium is not a good thing. And it's really important to have magnesium, but not just magnesium. Boron is another bone-developing mineral that's just been totally eliminated from our food supply. And boron, interestingly enough, is one of those elements that's been discovered that, we'll go back to the stuff they spray on us, they're engineering a certain thing to happen inside of our bodies, that boron won't let that happen. So you start to think, wow, how sinister is this plan that they've eliminated a nutrient in our food supply that we're not getting enough of. So in that respect, I would actually highly recommend people make sure, although spirulina does have boron, it has all of those trace minerals, those things that aren't normally talked about, things like manganese and boron and lithium and selenium and things that we know we need in certain amounts. So that's the importance, again, of taking spirulina. But also, because boron seems to be something that's coming up now in terms of helping our body to get rid of or protect itself from these these attacks, I'll just leave it at that, that taking a little bit and maybe you can get a little capsule of it. I think I had saw one the other day. I could go look and see what brand it was. I liked it because it had no magnesium stearate. Most things in capsules these days, I'd say 9 out of 10, if you look, it has magnesium stearate. Sometimes it'll say of vegetable origin. Doesn't even matter. Magnesium stearate is not good for gut function. And if you're taking a capsule of anything, it's very likely it has magnesium stearate. So this particular one did not. So I opened that capsule, and in that glass, that pint glass that I put the couple tablespoons of the apple cider vinegar, I put that capsule of boron in there. And then I just sip it throughout the day. So, you know, I'm totally covered.
Oh, nice. That's a really good recipe.
I'll go
Thank
get
you that
so particular.
That.
I don't, I'm not a representative of this particular company, but I'll let you know what brand.
Okay.
Because I looked at a few different brands, and the capsules all had magnesium stearate, which is typical. And if I can avoid it, I do. And so this one is made by Nature's Way.
Oh, Nature's Way,
which was
Way, really?
Dr.
Okay.
John Christopher's, originally it was his company,
Okay.
So, it's just these little, just these little things that we need to be aware of, that we're, that we need these little tools. And we'll continue we'll continue to do our research because it is important. And I think especially for this family, because we have great goals and we're on a great mission and you're poised to go into really into greatness, and to do that from a place of strength is so much better than to go in and not be able to do anything.
Okay. Lastly, Dr. Shaw, thank you so much for all of the tips and helping us again to what can we do about the side effects of the COVID. And then it's obviously now we understand a little bit more about the Zealous. So talking a little bit about the products. So it sounds like if anyone were to purchase to try it out or whatever, you would probably recommend number one would be the biome, the microbiome 3X, right, or X3.
Absolutely. The microbiome really covers a lot of bases because it also supports gut function and supports liver function. And in our earlier talks, we talked about how it helped get rid of toxic belly fat. And that is noted, but the only reason that is noted is that in order for the body to get rid of the fat, you've got to get the toxins out of the cells. And if you don't do that, no weight loss would be permanent. But it's much more than weight loss. That's the thing that I've wrapped my head around. This is actually helping the body to reach a state of homeostasis and maintain homeostasis, which does allow it to release whatever toxic fat is there. But it may not be in the first week or two. And it could take six months because everybody is unique. Everybody's just a little bit different. Everybody's exposed to different sorts of toxins. People's lifestyles vary. But to me, this is the single greatest tool I've ever found to help maintain what our body needs in so many different venues. You know, from a nutrient profile, it's all there. From an ability to detoxify, it's there. From an ability to support certain systems, like gut and liver, it's there. So I think it's just a very valuable tool right now. And yes, the microbiome would be number one. Number two, I do like the, I personally take the spirulina powder because I also give it to my dog. And I've noticed my dog is much healthier now than he was. He's a German Shepherd.
Oh, really?
And he was already developing. Yeah, and even at 5 years old, he was developing the hip issue. He couldn't, I could notice he couldn't get up on, you know, on certain things, and he was having difficulty walking and sometimes not even being able to get up at five. Now he's,
wow,
he's six, and I have him on the spirulina powder, which I just put the spoon that comes with it, that amount in his food, and just once a day.
Ooh.
And it's amazing, mm-hmm, the difference in him. He's running and chasing a ball again. He's
really
more active. I don't see him struggling with his hips. So I take this powder,
beautiful,
but some people find the capsule more convenient. But get the spirulina in your body, do the microbiome, and if that's all you can do, do that. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great platform through which your body can keep itself well. But if you're able to go to the next level and get some of the capsules or powder, great. The third thing is the actual pure phycocyanin, which is, we call it the blue juice. If you can do all three, then you're really optimal. If you can't, again,
mm-hmm,
number one, microbiome. If you can add a second thing, then the spirulina. If you can add a,
mm-hmm,
third, all three, it really covers a lot of bases. One thing the phycocyanin will do, there's over 2,000 published studies on it alone. Anti-cancer, it's a very powerful anti-inflammatory, very powerful antioxidant. It also helps to flush acidity in our body, so get rid of the acidic situation, so it helps to keep us more alkaline. So there's many things,
mm-hmm,
that does. But that would be my order of importance in 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful. Thank you so much for all that information. I have a feeling that everybody's going to be re-listening to the call that we have today. Dr. Tom was great. You've been terrific. I mean, you know, we can't ask for more. This is so absolutely wonderful. So I hope everybody had a chance to just jot down some information. And if you didn't get it all, please go ahead and re-listen to the call that we have for today. Very, very beneficial, very informative. So we'll go from there. And again, for anyone that has any questions in regards to the Zealous products, just let me tell you right now where you could go just so you can begin to take a peek. And all of you also, if you're already a distributor, you know, go ahead and share this information, or even a customer, share this information with people that you know, especially those right now that have taken the jabs or are in close proximity with those that have, and you don't want, you know, the shedding process to occur, or you want to be able to protect yourself. You know, this amazing product that has just recently come to our attention is absolutely fabulous. So with that being said, you can go to our website. Our website is www.zealous, and that's spelled with an X, xelliss.com/, I still have to have a number there because I haven't changed it yet. It's 003-921 or 291. Wait a minute. I got to go look that up now.
We should double check. Meanwhile, while you're looking that up, Jane, make sure it's a double L and a double S. I've had some people that miss that, and it takes you somewhere else.
Ah.
They're wondering, what's up with this? So, yeah, X, E, okay, double L, I,
yeah,
double S.
If
they have questions,
have
email
more
me.
Yes, they can email. You know, you guys can,
yes,
email Dr. Jerry, and you could find him at eTruth, for Eternal Truth, eTruth1@gmail.com. Okay, so that's eTruth1@gmail.com.
I was just
all
going
right,
to say,
so
I get a lot of emails, so it may be a day or two before I respond, but have patience and I'll eventually get to it. Yeah.
And then, as far as being able to go, if you're from a different country, that doesn't make a difference because they can still. I mean, it's already a part of how many countries now? 27 countries.
27 in Europe, but also recently opened in the UK. They're open in Russia, they can ship to some of the Belarus, Kazakhstan, Ukraine.
Okay.
There's a few other French colonies that they can ship to without any problems. And Canada, we're right on the threshold of Canada. We can ship to Canada. It takes a little longer, but we're working on getting that open for faster shipping. So, and Mexico will be coming by the end of the year, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, so again, our website is www.xeiss.com/003291. So 003291, that is our ID number. Okay, and I know everybody knows our email. If you want to call, just text first so that I know what it's about. That would be really helpful. And you could text it to me at 719-428-9746. You could just put Zealous and, you know, and again, just like Dr. Jerry was saying, you know, we get inundated with all kinds of, you know, and my voicemail is constantly full. So I eliminate and then it's full again the next day. So please be patient with both of us and we will definitely get back with you. So much love to all of you, don't go away yet, everybody. Much love to Dr. Jerry. Thank you so much for being here on our call. And then lastly, I want to let people know, those of you who have already started with the meditations with Dr. Jerry, amazing, amazing meditation, very high frequency, beautiful messages as well. We will have a meditation call with him tomorrow, and that will be at 4 p.m. Pacific. So that means it's 7 o'clock Eastern time. I will put this out tonight in our blog talk again. The reason why we want to do blog talk is because it reaches out to more people than a conference call. So people can always go back, re-listen, do the meditations on a daily basis, and just take your time. You know, you may not kind of get it, but that's okay. Just continue, because it's a path. It takes education. It takes some it takes practice. It just, you know, and that also not only will elevate you, but now on a more spiritual level, because that's our intent, is to be able to bring all of humanity to a place where they can reach higher levels of consciousness as well as vibrational frequencies. So with that being said, was there anything else in regards to meditation that you would like to just say, Dr. Jerry?
Most important thing is, you know, we have a little time every time we do these, and I kind of go through some of the key points, but the most important thing is continue the practice on your own. Because this is something that will allow you to develop over time a greater ability to tune into that place, that connection between you know, the physical and the spiritual, and get more familiar with that spiritual place so that you can live there in a more connected way. So I want to emphasize, and I'll emphasize that again tomorrow, but it's...
Thank you.
I'll always emphasize personal practice. It's real important. Yeah. Course.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for today. All right. Bye-bye.
Awesome. All right. Talk soon.
Okay. All right. All right, everybody. Now we're going to go ahead and go forward, and we have another couple of guests that I'm going to be bringing on the floor into our room, our huge, gigantic room, which covers the world. So let's go ahead and see if they are ready to come on the call today. And let's go ahead and do that now. All right. First of all, I think I'm going to open Zareya's call line again. Hello, Zareya. Hello. I opened up your line, dear.
I know you did.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in a couple of a different, on a completely different topic. So let's switch now. Switch gears. Go to a different gear. We're going now, and we're going to talk a little bit more about abundance in a different format, and it is called Daisy, and it's called something else. And there's something else I'm not familiar with, and you're not familiar with, but we're going to learn a little bit more about that. Okay, so, Jerea, you wanted to say a few words as I'm bringing in Michael and Mark. We call them Markle as the two thumbs. Okay, so you do that, and I will go ahead and bring them through.
Well,
and
I will
then
say
we'll do Q&A, everybody, with Dora.
Yeah.
Pardon?
I will say that everybody who has headbands, put them on. You know my father's going to say that when he comes on. Anyway, so I'm just going to tell you ahead of time, get your headbands on. Take them out of the closet. Take them off get them out of the safe and put them on. Because they're just going to benefit you in many areas. That's all.
Can I just say something also? All right. And the other thing I wanted to mention to, the other thing I want to mention to everyone right now is that not today, but we're going to do this tomorrow alongside with our meditation with Dr. Jerry. Our friend, Q, the real Q, will be on our call tomorrow, Sunday. So our call again, Dr. Shaw, is going to be at 4 o'clock for meditation, which will probably be about an hour. And then after that, we will be bringing in Q. All right. So I know a lot of people, and I know a lot of you are going to be wanting to be there. All right. So with that being said, let me go ahead and bring in our other two special guests. We're going to keep everybody hopping here. And let's go ahead and bring both of them in. Okay, so let's go with Mark. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what I'm doing here. I get so excited. All right. Okay, so first of all, we'll bring in Mark Kotler. So, and he will be leading the show and giving us some information and of updates. And then he will introduce Michael. So here we go. Let's go ahead and bring Mark in first. So I think everybody also wants to have some updates in regards to Daisy. So let's go ahead and do that with both of them. Let's go ahead and bring Mark first.
Hello.
Welcome,
Hello.
Mark.
Yay, Zaria.
Yeah. You're alive.
All right. I'm very alive.
And how are you're very very alive. We hope so. Let's go ahead and while we have you here, let's go ahead and bring your partner in. That's why we call you guys Marco. Short form. Mark and Michael. All right, so let's do that right now.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
And then we'll leave. Then both of you will have the floor. So here we go, everybody.
Awesome.
And I think we should know your phone numbers by heart already. Okay, Michael will be here now.
Hello?
Hello, Michael.
Hello. Hey.
We have an awesome twosome. And that is a wonderful Mark Kotler and Michael Andrews. I don't think we need any more introductions for the two of you. I think everybody knows as soon as I went and put it out that Mike and Markle were going to be Mike and Markle. Mark and Michael were going to be. This is how they got their names, everybody. We're going to be on the show. It's all about the abundance of the daisy and something new. And we love what you are able to present to all of us, a way of helping people. You, Michael, as being such an expert in the Forex field and all of the cryptocurrencies, and Mark, you have been such, we just don't know how you do it. You bring such incredible platforms to us, to our attention, to help ourselves and help the world in all that you do spiritually as well as in this realm of 3D, 4D, 5D. So thank you for all the products that you've brought forth, and then especially now with Michael, the Forex, and Daisy, and something new. So I'll go ahead and let you go ahead, and Mark, if you will, take over, and we'll go. You guys can go from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane and Zaray. You guys, I love you too. You two are just amazing. Everybody loves you. You come from the heart. You just you represent universal love, and we connected years ago, and we just made an amazing friendship. Same thing happened when Michael came along about a year ago. Michael, the universe dropped Michael into my world, and James and Zaray also, and he was just one of us. Just an incredible heart. He's one of the smartest people I know. Like Jane said, expert in the crypto and the Forex market. Teaches all over the world. He's been a day trader for 20 years. Just many people. He's helped make investments for so many people and helped them to become successful. Such integrity. And Michael brought Daisy, which is just incredible what he did. I mean, he pretty much single-handedly put this together and just built it all over the world. And Jane and Zaray, myself, and many of you. And you know how the way the universe works, I've been meditating for about 40 years now. I'm a Reiki master. And you know, the power of attraction has really been in my life, putting out good and love. And something just pretty much dropped on my lap, and I took it to Michael because it had to do with crypto. And Michael, I figured, you know, I didn't know as much as him. So when he looked at it, he said, "Oh my God, I've been looking for this for 6 years. I can't believe that you. This is the last piece of the puzzle I've been looking for." So I'm going to turn it over to Michael, and he's going to tell you about this incredible miracle and how it ties in beautifully with Daisy and what we're doing here. So Michael, my brother from another mother, take it away, Michael.
Yes. Thank you all so much, and I just want to really give it back, you know, to Dora and Jane. Always appreciative of these platforms, and when you're benevolent, so many things come back to you because of just, you know, who you are. And I just must say, you know, after talking to people in this community, you know, and just how they really, for the last 10, 15 years, have just raved about this platform. And it's just, it brings so much joy and to my heart because, you know, when you're working with good people, you can just feel that that's really what it is. And the group is so incredible. The people that I've met, the people that I've talked to in this community, they're just wonderful, wonderful people. And you have to be patient. Sometimes things take a little bit of time, and we've worked through things, and we're in a good place. And I want to get it back to where, you know, like Mark said, when we got together, it was really weird. You know, it was a weird conversation we had, but we knew it was going to be ever-changing because you don't get conversations where a lot of times you talk to someone the first time and this energy just takes off. And that's exactly what happened when I met Zora, I met Jane, and I met Mark. Same type of thing happens, and it's just crazy, but it just takes off. And I'm just so happy and grateful to be connected to individuals that want to help people and want to make sure they're okay and they're successful. You know, with what I do with my family, do we need to continue to do what we're doing? No, I mean, we don't. You know, 20 years ago, I decided that I was going to get into real estate investing. I decided I was going to get into trading and never look back. And because of that, it has definitely shifted everything in my family. And I really want that for everyone else to be able to benefit too. So what I wanted to do, I just want to actually take a little bit of time for the new people. Maybe you've never heard my voice before or Mark's. And I know you've heard Mark, but maybe you haven't, you know, heard me and or, you know, even heard certain things about Daisy. Maybe not. And so I just want to briefly go over Daisy again and some of the new things that are coming out right now that have come out already. Just make sure everybody's in tune with what is Daisy, who is Daisy in the first place. So this is a decentralized artificial intelligence system, and what it basically allows us to do, instead of you having to wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, or waking up at 8 o'clock to do trades, there's artificial intelligence that can actually do it in your behalf. And that's truly, truly significant because it's definitely something that's going to be here to stay. And the reason why I say that is because if you look at 2019, the artificial intelligence market was around $40 billion in 2019. By 2027, it's expected to go to $733 billion, really more around $734 billion in that time frame. And when you start to look at coins, which we're going to touch that a little bit later, but I just want to kind of bring this out now. We're looking at, you know, digital currencies, for instance, Bitcoin, hitting a milestone of between 100 to a million by 2030. This is basically letting everybody know and understand where we are right now. If you look at the Binance coin, you know, right now it's at 665, so that's at a $102 billion market cap right now. Ethereum, you know, it's at a $495 billion market cap. So when we start looking at this, we're starting to really understand how big this platform really, really is. And it's definitely going to be here to stay, because if you just listen to the numbers, you really understand how big this is really going to be. But the real desire that I have and the reason why I get on these type of calls and things is just to bring in attention to this market. You know, when I see that there's 7.7 million people without jobs, a total of 10 million unemployed, you know, it really cuts my heart. It really does. It really gets to me every day. And I kind of look at that to make sure that I keep working, you know, that I don't sit back and say, oh, Michael, I'm good. But what about everybody else? And everybody isn't good. So that fuels the fire in me every day to keep talking to people, to keep calling people. I have people telling me like, oh my goodness, you're so patient. You're on the phone with me for 2 to 3 hours. I mean, I don't see what you get out of this. Well, what I get out of it is I know that I just help another person get into a space that's going to change their family's life. You know, that's what I get out of it. I know that your legacy is changed because I spent that time. And that's the excitement that I really have with this now. It's more about the help of others. And, you know, I always wanted to make sure that the legacy that I left was to make sure that people had something that was pandemic-proof, that they had something that was recession-proof, election-proof, economic-proof. You know, something that if you don't have the salesman, the gift of being able to sell things to people, that you don't have to. You don't have to worry about recruiting. You don't have to worry about referring. You don't have to register monthly or have annual fees. You know, with this, you don't even have to get personal information. And we always want to be involved with things that are low risk and high reward. That's what we have. And we've already seen with Daisy that last year they were able to make over 2,000%, you know, and that's through compounding. You know, one of the things I train students on is how to compound your account. People may know how to trade. That's great. But do you know how to compound your account? Can you take your account for $500 and get it to a million? Can you do that, right? That's huge. That's huge to be able to do. You know, with our platform, you're able to withdraw every day now. You know, they're doing everything they can to ensure and make sure that people are taken care of. So even if they can't have funds come in, they're willing to stop everything to make sure everything's good and keep the process forward. That's huge. And you get paid instantly in this. This is crazy. So we've already experienced over close to $200 million in contributions now. We've already paid out over $4 million to people. Now, most people, they want to just hold their funds. They want to just compound. And that's really what you want to do here. But we have had $4 million in funds already paid out to individuals already. You know, when you start looking at our partnerships, I mean, as soon as I talk to people, especially people that are in this game, you know, I tell them, we're connected to Gemini. Our auditor, to make sure everything is transparent, is KPMG, right? When I say that we're connected to Binance, Kraken, we are a part of Enigma, we're part of FTX. These are all hedge funds. These are individuals that, you know, they put in hundreds and billions, even billions of dollars into the parent company of this, right? So when you start looking at that, that confidence starts to stir in you. You know, I have people calling me at times and they're like, oh, well, did you see this write-up or that? And I said, do you think I really care about a write-up coming from somebody that doesn't know the industry? Have you ever actually did a background check on the person that's saying what they're saying? You know, you get all this stuff like, oh, you know, people didn't get their payout. been getting my payout, you know? And he's like, oh, this, and this. I said, okay, let me ask you a question. Can you look up Microsoft? Can you look up these other companies? And are they whistle clean? Can you look online and see that they have nothing on there about them? So this is the issue. You know, everything that has blown up and has done extremely well will always have people who hate what we're doing. People are not going to like what we're doing because it can be in a direct competition with them. And they're not going to like it, but you got to go with the proof. You got to go with the reality that this is real. And what I mean by that is, since January, we're already up. If you have an account that is a tier 8 to 10, you've already experienced over 50% in returns, right? And if you look at, you know, individuals that did 1 through 7, they're up over 40%. Now, I talked about this last week about if you had a 401k or you had a conventional vehicle that you were putting your money into, you're only going to be able to make 8 to 10%, and that's maxed out. So it takes you 7 years just to double your account. You know, by the end of this year, we're going to be more than doubled our account. So instead of taking, you know, 49 years to be able to get to where you really need to be, which is really 12.8 because you want to have a certain amount to retire off of, it only takes 7 years with us. You know, and really, truly, if they hit their numbers, it takes way less than that, because when I was giving those figures out last week, it was only at 10% of what Daisy does every year. So that's why this is so important for everybody. So I just wanted to make sure that I kind of touched some of these things because it's just really big. And what we're really wanting to do, this is our goal. You know, this is what Daisy's goal is. It's to basically 4 to 10 times the performance. You know, this week, everybody at Daisy really got a chance to see how powerful our AI is. While everybody else went down 10, 20, 30% in some cases, we only went down 4 to 5% because of the artificial intelligence. That robot took us out and brought us back in when we needed to get back in. And I'm not going to go into too much detail to confuse everybody, but it's all built on support and resistance, right? Coming in low, selling high, or getting it high and selling low. It doesn't affect us. We are right now soon going to be investing in Forex, oil, gold, stocks, and we get to be a part of that. We don't have to be brilliant and know everything to be able to take advantage of that. You know, when you look at that, we have 100,000 contributors that we've already did over 3,000 to 4,000 withdrawals. We're excited about that. And like I said the last week, you know, I was saying to everyone, listen, last November and December, we made over 818% in just those 2 months. So we haven't even got to the big months yet. We all know in the digital currency space that more income is made in November and December. So we haven't even gotten to those months yet. So that's why we're so excited about what we have with Daisy, is because not just on what we have, but what we're doing, our accomplishments are already set. It's already set. We're already where we need to be. So, again, we're excited about that side. Some of the announcements that I have this week with Daisy is that, you know, we've been waiting for this moment. We have an app. So if you're inside of the group, you have an app now. That's really just going to take Daisy to that next level. You know, we're looking at having 1 million people and having $1 billion worth of contributions, and we're going to get there with that, because we know that we've just hired the top marketing group in the world. And, again, they're working with us. So we already know what type of numbers we're going to get. And because this is a system that each one benefits, some people may say, well, all those people coming in, what does that have to do with me? Well, the way that Daisy works, they pay out money to all of us when people are coming in at that magnitude. And there's a lot of other things, but of course you can get back with us. You know, there's more things, but I want to get into an introduction of this next incredible phase. And this is what we're really doing. We're bringing in phases to individuals. We're bringing in things so that people can have a variety. I am very diversified. I literally have probably 10 different phases that I'm a part of. Because you don't want to always, you know, put your eggs all in one basket. You want to really make sure that you're diversified. So we have something right now that I'm super excited about. And as we discussed, Mark brought this to my attention. He said, Michael, you need to look at this. And, you know, I didn't know what it was at first, but I was just like, you know, what do we have? And so he sent it to me, and I started doing my due diligence. I started checking out everything, and I was so excited, not for myself, but another incredible opportunity that we're now going to be able to get to everyone. So the question I always ask people is, did you miss the digital move, that first initial new move with Bitcoin, Ethereum, and some of these other coins? Did you miss that? Well, I'm about to present something to you that's going to give you that second chance, that opportunity that truly is going to change your life and give you the ability to be able to start low and be able to get into something as it rises to incredible, incredible levels. And one of the things that I want to talk about with this particular token is that the difference, what is the difference between, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Dogecoin that now has come to about 12,000% since January. You know, what's the difference with those coins? I mean, those coins are out there. What? But why this coin? Why are we talking about this one today? Well, if you ever do research on coins, you know, you want to understand the uniqueness of them. What is their value, and what do they do for the community? That's really the big thing. You know, if you look at Bitcoin, for instance, why did Bitcoin come out? Well, it was usable. You know, if you were trying to send money to another country, you could do it and you didn't have to pay the fees that Western Union charges you and some of these other ones. So it became very usable for people to be able to move money. So that was a really big deal. But it was just really there for the value. I call it a pump and dump, where you put the money in, it goes up, and then when it goes up, you sell so that you can get the amount of earnings out of it, difference out of it, and then it goes back up and it comes back down, it goes back up and comes back down. That's typically what you see, and that's what we're going to see with Dogecoin. Same thing is going to happen with that. Right now it's going up, 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 and you're going to see it go down, 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 and up, 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 because it's not a utility coin. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, is the utility coin that we have for each and every one of you. And we're going to let you know once I finish here on how you can connect with us on this. But it is a usable coin. It's a utility coin. And why that's so important is because everybody wants something that they can use every day. They want to be able to use it locally. They want to use it globally. They want to use it anytime. They want to use it offline or online. You know, they want something that has its own exchange. Now, one thing that I love about this coin is that it's actually based in the state of Wyoming. And if you don't know anything about Wyoming in the U.S., it's the most crypto-friendly in the world, not just here in the United States, but actually in the world, okay? And one of the things that we align with this coin is with the G-Point community. And I really want you to take some time to look up that community. But everybody's been trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to be able to take digital currency, which is so volatile, and be able to benefit and have merchants benefit from it. So this G-Point, which is what we're connected to, allows it to be dollar for dollar. So if I go into a merchant and I give them $5, you know, of this currency that we have, it's going to remain $5 because of the G-Points, because it's backed by it staying at a dollar. So that merchant no longer has to worry about it dropping like it did 2 to 3 days ago, and they had a $10 item that was sold, but they only got paid out $5 for it. We don't have to worry about that now. So that coin right now is positioned to make sure that each individual has the ability to have that confidence. Now, the thing that really took this over the meter for me was like, oh my God, what really got me? It was like, what is going on right here? Is when they said, okay, we are connected with the Bank of America, and your account and card is connected to that. That means that you can utilize this coin, this token, I should say, anywhere in the world, and it has the connection to BOA. And some people would say, well, there's a lot of cards out there. Not in that form. I'm talking about where the bank is actually there saying that we're okay with this particular coin. We're good with this coin. And so that's something that has never happened, where you have a token that's in the United States and a bank is saying, we're good. We're going to be able to work with you on what you're doing. So we have our own exchange, okay? It's backed by the G-Point community. That milestone of connecting with Bank of America to establish the method of banking is there. We have that. That's already in place. Now, one of the things that, you know, most people are saying, well, you know, if I travel, can it be used? If I shop, can it be used? You know, how does it work? You know, if I want to use it in that form, can I use it? And the answer to that is absolutely yes. You can go on Amazon. You can go anywhere and be able to use these G-Points in anything that you do with your life. And that's something that we're truly excited about. Now, the thing that makes it powerful on this call of what we have is that Mark has connected to the group and has allowed anybody that's on this call to get it at 27 cents. It actually went up from 26 to 27 cents. But right now, retail-wise, it's at 50, over 50 cents. So what that means is as soon as you come in and you make your payment to these tokens and you buy these tokens, you're already doubled your money. And that's something that no one can offer out there right now. No one can offer that right now. So that's what we have right now, and that's why it's so special, because this coin is not in a major exchange just yet. This is a conversation that we're having right now that is going to be before they actually hit these major exchanges. And when that happens, you're going to see this coin go from 27 to $1 to $10. And what? Well, let me tell you something. When this thing gets to $10, you are going to be absolutely free for the rest of your life. That's what's going to happen. And so we're so excited about this presentation. I'm not going to go too deep in every aspect of this, but we just wanted to let everybody know that we have a phase. We have a second chance. We have a second chance to be a part of a coin that we know is going to be more user-friendly than any coin on the planet. And so I want to bring Mark back in just to say a few words too, but I'm just truly excited for everybody on this call, everybody that's listening, that we're able to present something before it gets big, before it gets to hundreds and thousands and 50,000 of dollars. I'm so excited about that. So I'm going to let Mark come on in and take it away, unless anybody wants to talk. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jay. I have a question, Michael. This is for both of you. So if for people that want to hear more about this, do you guys have like a Zoom call already put together so people can go there and learn more and then jump right in? Or how do you want to work this? How do you want to?
Yeah, so this time, just like the last time. Yeah, just like the last time, we're going to actually do the same word. You know, you just text free to 954. Okay. 330-3077 again, and you want to actually put your first and last name just so that I know who's texting, and just put free, you know, to 954-330-3077. We are definitely having calls like Monday through Friday right now within the group. Mark and I will be doing calls at different times as well, that are just for this inner group, but our group at this time does it every day, pretty much Monday through Friday. And I know Mark will elaborate on this a little bit more, but yeah, okay. We definitely are making sure the message is out there to make sure people feel really comfortable with what they have. This would normally take me about an hour, probably about 30 minutes to an hour to really go through thoroughly. But, you know, that's what these calls that we're going to be doing is going to be for, so that people can connect with us. So again, you know, they just have to text free again to 954-330-3077. And Mark, you can elaborate a little bit more as well.
Yeah. Let me just say
beautiful.
Something.
So thank you, Michael.
Can they come in at? What level can they come in at? What's the lowest level if somebody wants to come
in? Oh, yes, and that's big. Just like with Daisy and everything else, your entry can be very low, $100 entry. It can go all the way up to $25,000. So depending on how much you want to do, it's literally up to you. You know, we've had people in Daisy, you know, go at 100. Some of the people that are on this call that I've connected with, you know, have done more. And so it's all up to you. You know, it's up to what you want to do. But like I said, it's amazing that the platform is for everyone, not just for the elite.
One more question, then I'll turn it over to Jay. One more question, I'll turn it over to Jay. Michael, we discussed this, and it blew my mind when you answered the question. I asked you if you thought this was going to be as big as Bitcoin. It truly is big. With your expertise, what's your feelings about that and the timing of getting this, the opportunity of changing your life within the next year or two?
Desire for this coin is going to blow the desire for Bitcoin away. I don't care what coin is out there. And the reason why is this, and this is the reason why I say this and the reason why I feel so firm, is because people are looking for transparency. They're looking for something that they can touch. You know, they want something that, hey, where are these people? And that's why a daisy was a big thing. But people want to be able to touch the person. You know, they want to know that, hey, where are they? And because we're in Wyoming, people can touch this. And it's a coin that's utility. You know, you got to understand the difference between Ethereum is a utility coin. That's the platform that this coin is actually ran off of. And so people got to understand that people are looking for usability. People are tired of the pump and dump coins. And what I mean by that is you pump your money into it, and then all of a sudden it goes down in value. You pump it up, it goes down in value. And then sometimes you have to wait for a while for it to go back up. Give me an example of what I mean by that. In 2017, we saw that Bitcoin drop to about 3,000 from 50. You know, it was at 20,000 at that time, close to 20. And it dropped to 3. Well, why did that happen? People were like, well, people didn't feel the same way. No. What happened was people pumped it up, and then when they became $100 million, billion-dollar people, they dumped it. They got out of it. And the reason why we're going to have success with this coin is because you can't pump and dump. There is no pumping, dumping this coin. They have it where it's going to continue to go up in value. It's going to stay going up because people are going to have to hold the coin for a certain amount. And this is what I want. I want to hold the coin. But they're going to have to hold the coin, and people are not just going to be able to dump it, you know, and just get rid of it like right away. And that's what's going to cause stability, and that's what's going to cause people to stick with it because it's something that people can touch, something that people can use in everyday life, no matter what you're doing. And the other coins don't do that. That's the big difference. That's why this coin is so big, and that's why I'm backing in and saying I'm going to be putting a lot, and I've already done that, into this coin because it's the coin that I knew that it, when this type of coin came out, everybody's going to be all over it. And let me tell you something. Everybody is going nuts about this coin. That's why it's at 27 cents already now, because people really enjoy the usability of it.
And it was at 26 just recently, right, Michael? It already went up.
Yeah. So it already's gone up. So by Monday or something like that, it's going to go up more. So that's why we're doing this call now, so that people can say, you know, people are saying to themselves, how can I get in a coin and get in a coin, and the reason why I should get in a coin? You know, everybody always asks me that, like, you know, why that coin? And on this call, I've let you know why this coin, because this coin is user-friendly. It's located in Wyoming. And it's got a bank that's basically saying, here we are, we'll support this, right? And no other coins have that. And everybody's going to be chasing the coins that people can see. They want to know who it is. They don't want something that they feel that they don't know who the person is or who's connected to it. You know, there's going to be more coins popping up in the United States because people want to have that transparency. And here we are with a coin that's going to be the most transparent coin that people are going to be running to for that reason.
Jane, it's all yours.
Oh. Well, I think both of you did a beautiful job. Thank you, Mark. That was great. Thank you for bringing this to the forum. And Michael, great explanation as to why it's 26, 27 cents a share, right?
Yes, 27 cents. Yes. And the big thing is this, too, and I forgot to say this, and you just hit something. When this thing goes public, just like Coinbase, and this thing really gets out there, hold on. Hold on to your seats. Because when this thing gets out and people really figure out what it is and it gets out to the open, because right now it's not open to the public. It's really in-house. They're giving it to you kind of like an accredited investor. So when you said 26 cents, I mean, I laugh at that number, but I love it.
When do you think it's going to become public?
We have a partnership that Mark and I, we can't talk about it on the call. There's a partnership that's coming up, and that is going to be coming real soon. We will not see this be any longer than by the end of this year. By the end of this year, it's going to go public, and everybody's going to say, wow, it's at $60. Oh, my God, it's at $100. Because the players that are getting involved, when we announce who the player is, y'all, everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, let me get it, like, right now. Well, wait a minute. You're telling me they're getting involved? Are you serious? Like, when we make that announcement on who is actually getting involved with this, it's just going to be crazy. And guess what? They've already approved this group. This group has already raised their hand and said, yes, we are in. We are definitely in. some of the highest entertainers. There's a lot of folks that are involved. I can't really express the names and things like that, but they're already a part of this already. When this announcement hits, it's going to be nuts. But we're looking at the end of this year when it will go that way, and the numbers are going to be very staggering. But we're excited.
Let me
I wish I could
thing.
Say it. I'm so having anxiety right now. I wanted to tell everyone. But, yeah, we're excited about it.
Let me say one more thing, Jane, and I'll turn it back to you. Michael, so besides the coin that people are going to invest, some might just want to do that. They might want to sit on the coin and let it grow. But there's other ways to make income. Right now, we don't have to wait, that people can actually build some residual income. Is that exciting? Is that part of the program right now?
Yeah. So the thing is that it's all about getting the message out. You know, that's why we're getting it to this group first, because we want to get the message out. And it is benefits for that. So as you connect with us and you're a person that knows other people that are looking for coins, they're looking for the opportunity to put their money into something. They just don't know what. Get those people connected to us, and we'll take it the rest of the way. This is not about you going out there selling and things like that. This is about you just making an introduction, and then after you make that introduction, you're good, you know?
Beautiful. Thank you for that, Mark. Very, very good. I think it's a good – all right, everybody. Well, let's go ahead and see everybody on the next call with them, with a different phone number, et cetera, so we can learn more about it. A wonderful avenue. Thank you so much for the both of you. It just kind of completes the full circle in terms of what we've been talking about today. So thank you both for being here, and I know we're going to be talking real soon. Another exciting way in which to understand what prosperity and abundance is that it is out there for all of us to be able to participate in. So we'll talk more with you, and thank you both again, Michael, Markle.
Thank you, Jane, and thank you, Zora. Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you both.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right.
So
we'll talk again. Thank you. Thank
bye-bye.
You. Again, everybody. Just remember, text Michael, text the word free, your name and number, and you're going to text it to his number, which is 954-331-3077. And thank you both very much. Okay. All right, we're done. Time for Q&A with Zora. So let's go ahead and bring Zora in. Zoraya? I think you're on mute. Want to try that again? Well, I still can't hear you, and you're unmuted. There you go. Hello? Well, you're on. Okay, how about I do this? Let me see if I can call you back. Make sure that you're on mute. And I'll just close this and I'll call you right back, okay? Okay, let me call you right back. Okay, hang in there, everybody. Let's go ahead and do that. Okay. So I know everybody's, people have got questions. So remember, everyone, one question per person, please. We have another call tomorrow, so you'll have a chance also to talk with, I don't know whether or not we'll have a chance to talk to Q. We shall see. Otherwise, we'll do more Q&A with Zora tomorrow. Okay. So that would be with the call that we'll have with Q. I don't know yet the time for that. But anyway, so let's go ahead and bring Zora through. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Well, do you want to say a few more words? Otherwise, we're ready for your dog.
Oh. Well, yeah. I'm just going to let my dad come through.
You're sure?
You
don't want to
what
say
do I
anything?
Think? Yeah, I'm just going to bring my dad through and let him talk. And, you know, because I know they don't, people don't want to hear me. They want to hear my daddy.
Oh, no, we want to hear you, too. We all want to hear you. We love you. I want you to know that on behalf of everyone. I mean, we so appreciate you. So feel that in your heart, that we send you all of our love and appreciation for all that you're doing for our world energetically and physically here. So thank you for that, Soraya.
Indeed, ideally spoken.
All right, Zora. You've got the floor now before we do Q&A. So what is your message for us today, Zora?
Well, what is the term they use on here, up here? Keep on keeping on. I think that is a popular phrase. Keep on keeping on. Yes. And that is the statement I will make. And also understand that as that new coin is coming out and the RV is also taking shape, as you heard from Dr. Tom. He is a quite unique individual. And also understand that it is how everything is coming about. And everyone is getting to the point where many of them are frustrated, are very upset with us because it hasn't come to their fruition for them. And that is quite frustrating. I can understand this, and I will assure you that it most certainly is coming to fruition as we are speaking presently. And it is taking shape in more ways than one, as far as release of the, which is what they have been terming the shotgun release. That is another term that is people have heard and in some ways are getting sick of hearing it, which we understand this as well. But it's just the way your world is. It is in chaos, and we are trying to bring chaos into being level and to being what is called no chaos. So we are working diligently to do that. By the way, if you don't have your headbands on, put them on. I'm going to do an energizing boost to everyone who has a headband. So go and get it and put it on. It's not doing you any good hanging on a nail in the closet.
Hey, excuse me, Zora. It is also for those who don't have a headband but are listening. This is for everyone.
Of course, it is for everyone. It is for everyone.
Of course.
You will all get the boost, no matter what.
You bet.
But it's going to be more intensified for those who have the bands.
Okay.
Anyway.
Could we send out, hey, Zora, excuse me. Could we send out that intention? The intention is.
Of course.
Okay. The intention is for abundance, for great abundance and our blessings that we have it now. That is now. It's done and we have it now. The other intention, obviously, is for greater health and to be able to mitigate through our own powers, through our own immunity, that we stay healthy, that we can be healthy, and that we are sovereign beings. So you could fill in the blanks there, everybody. And Zora, you could fill in the blanks also for us.
You are indeed sovereign beings. You are no longer what you call the sheep being led to the slaughter. You are sheep that are saying, we won't go. So you are not all in line to be slaughtered. You, you are rebelling against that. You are what you call
taking back our power.
Revolting. Yes, revolting against the establishment and taking back your sovereignty and taking back your what you call your freedom that was taken from
Indeed.
You in the past, and now the freedom is being returned to you. Not just financially, but even what you call within your daily lives. More and more of you are standing up saying, enough is enough. And that is the key for revolution. And, of course, revolution scares your governments because that is will bring an end to their way of existence. And that is something that they wholeheartedly do not want. And but they are also under the false impression that everyone out there are sheep and are being led to a slaughter, and they are the slaughterers. Well, guess what? That is not the way it is anymore. And their power of persuasion and their power over you is dwindling rapidly. And their way of life is coming to an end, and your way of life is only beginning. So your freedom, your prosperity, all of that was deemed for you, you're about to receive it. Now, of course, many have already received their exchanges, but they have been placed under what is called an NDA, and they cannot speak of it. So, but some have also been come forth and said, they do not fear the NDA, and therefore they have come forth with information about it. But
okay.
Understand. For your own protection, you know, if you do sign an NDA, you don't speak of what you got for your exchange, and you don't speak of it to anyone who is not in the know. So, who already know it, you can talk with them because they are on the same level as you. So,
excuse me, Dora.
Also understand, yes.
I just have one question, and then I know we don't have a whole lot of time, everybody, but please come back to our call for
that
tomorrow
so.
To continue with our Q&A with Zora after we talk with Q. But the question right now is we're hearing that there are still more arrests that are being done. So how do you see that is still an issue in terms of security, that is still preventing things from moving forward completely instead of the slow process, or we have to go through the slow process so we can remove them as they're trying to want to come in to take over? Or where are we at with that, with the bad
guys?
Well,
they cannot come in and take over because, understand, you have what is called the quantum financial system. That is
right.
The system that has been put into place, and it cannot be hacked. It cannot be messed with by the dark forces,
okay.
And it is perplexing to them for not
okay.
being able to do that. And but it seems that to you, in your frame of time, it seems to be slowing down or slowed down. But that is not the case. It is actually coming forth more rapidly, and you are about to find that out. So,
very good, Zora.
That is
okay.
all that needs to be said on that.
Thank you, Zora. Well, we're ready for our great healing boost. For great abundance to come.
Five,
great,
four, three,
health.
Two, one. Receive now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We receive now the great abundance and blessings that are here for us, and we are using it and taking care of the main goal, which is to alleviate poverty and to bring forth shelter and food and great health to the world, and spiritually as well, to increase our vibrational frequencies so we can bring forth all of our galactics upon our surface and et cetera, all things that are good. And we know it, Zora.
Indeed. Of course. Understand, it is like the saying, if you want to help a person, you give them a fishing pole. But you do not teach them how to fish. Well, in this case, we are teaching you how to fish, so you will no longer be hungry. So everything that we are putting forth, all the tools that we are putting out, and all of this is an instruction on how to do the fishing. So that you look at it that way. All of our, what you call, products and tools that we put out there are for the purpose to educate you and to bring you forth and to bring it to a point where you are no longer a needy person needing a helping hand. We are giving you the means to have the helping hand, but also the means in which to continue in your abundance. So look at it that way. And so that's what the RV is, and that's what the Bitcoin and the utility coin that you have spoken of. No,
right.
Well, the utility coin, one that you are able to touch, feel in your hands, actually, and material ways, and it is a tangible something you can touch. But it is also something that is going to be beneficial to your existence. And the best part is no waiting.
No waiting. Okay, very good, Zora. All right, well, we have about 7 minutes, so let's go ahead. Shall we go ahead
and get to
open
it.
Up the... Yes, okay. We'll open up the lines now. Okay, so the first one is 541 ending in 9078. 9078.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. It's Summer in Oregon.
Okay.
Hello, Summer. How are you?
Hi. Well, if we could talk about what's going on with me offline afterwards, but this is a general question, not a question, but just, yeah, I want to see if you're in agreement with this. I heard recently from one of the young ones who is living exactly the way you've been teaching us for years to live. And what she shared was there's a convergence of timelines now. And
yes.
In order to bring us into unity consciousness, I think this is why things are so confusing for us. So can you comment on that?
Timelines converging?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold now, Summer. Yeah, the converging, you know, we're 3D, 4D, moving into full 5D. That's the convergence of timelines.
Yes.
No more time moving into the space arena, which is more 4D, and now bringing forth from there the 5D. She's talking about the converging of the timelines. No more time.
That is so. Yes, everything is merging together. Also, the seasons are going to be merging together as well. The cold snaps that have been placating the world are going to begin to dissipate and go away. Your what you call your flowers and your vegetables and your trees and things of this nature are coming to a point where they do not know when spring and summer are, and they are beginning to bloom already out in nature. You will notice that, and so it's already begun in Mother Nature. So the seasons are blending together. Soon there will not be a winter, as you term it, a winter. It will be a mild temperatures will come, which begin to occur in what you term the winter months, will become less and less winter. So,
excuse me, Zora.
Yes, go
so
ahead.
So when we're talking, Zora, when we're talking about the convergence of time and space and dimensions, what are we looking at in terms of, and I know I have to use the time element here, but what are we looking for? Is that like in this time frame, you know, this year, next year, 5 years, within the next 10 years, that
we'll
have full convergence?
You're approaching what is called the photon belt. And that is another issue that is must be spoken of. Understand, the photon belt is a belt of light within the Milky Way galaxy. And that photon belt, and as the Earth is moving further toward the center of the Milky Way galaxy, will go through that belt. And when you approach that belt, and you're closer than you think. But understand that the photon belt is a band of light that you will pass through. And during that time period, the day and night scenario will come to an end. There will no longer be darkness upon your planet on either side.
That's the convergence. That's the full convergence.
That's the
convergence. When the photon light comes into play.
That's the full convergence of the photon light coming into full play.
Of no time.
When that occurs, there will be no doubt that your time element will disappear. No time.
Correct. Okay. Very good.
So,
all right, Zora. Listen, we only have 90 seconds, so we won't answer any more questions, everybody. Please, all of you that have questions, you know, please come back online tomorrow with us. I will be, as soon as I find out information from Q, I'll go ahead and put out the newsletter out there in regards to our call. So again,
that is going
to
be quite.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite an event to undertake. So it is going to be a time where, and then the sun will have nothing to do with it. Understand that the light will be coming, emanating from the photon belt. The sun will basically go on a break.
All right, Zora. Hey, listen, we have got to go. We have about 15 seconds left. So let's go ahead and send another big boost for everyone.
That went fast.
And we are going to see you for a longer period of time tomorrow, Zora. Okay, so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Energize all the headbands now.
And the people.
And
now.
Everyone. And all the people listening as well. Now.
And who will listen to it. Yes, indeed. We love you all. Okay.
Farewell.
We are done. Farewell.